September 25th, Blessed Charles of Blois, Confessor, Third Order. Charles, Duke of Brittany in the 14th century, was a brave soldier who was forced to wage a lifelong war and lost his life on the battlefield. He was also an exemplary tertiary of St. Francis, who wore a hair shirt and daily assisted at Holy Mass and recited the Divine Office. At about 600 years after his birth, he was enrolled among the blessed by the Holy See. Born about 1316, Charles was the son of Louis de Chatillon, Count of Blois, and Margaret, sister of King Philip VI of France. Even as a boy, he was known for his virtue as well as his bravery. When he was 25 in 1341, he married Joan of Brittany and thus became Duke of Brittany. However, his uncle, John de Montfort, refused to recognize Charles's rightful claim to the dukedom. Charles did all he possibly could to settle the matter peaceably, but his efforts were in vain. A bloody war of 4 years ensued, during which Charles succeeded at first in repelling the attacks made upon him. The Duke was a model Christian soldier. He required his soldiers to attend Holy Mass daily. When they objected, he replied, "We can afford to lose castles, but we cannot let a day go by without attending Holy Mass." He made careful provision for those who were wounded in battle, and to help his fallen soldiers, he founded religious houses where masses were celebrated and prayers were offered up for the repose of their souls. After 4 years of fighting, de Montfort obtained help from England and defeated Charles in a decisive battle. Charles was taken prisoner and held by the English in the Tower of London for 9 years. There he lived like a holy recluse, devoting much time to prayer and never showing any signs of impatience, so that even his jailers were edified. Finally, Charles was released and returned to Brittany, but his implacable uncle renewed his attacks on him until, in the battle at Auray, on September 29, 1364, Charles was killed, fighting bravely. On that day, he had prepared himself for battle by receiving the sacraments with such devotion as if he knew that he would not survive. Soon after his death, miracles were reported at his grave, and the people began to venerate him as a saint. This cult was kept up through the centuries, and on December 14, 1904, the Holy See gave its official approval and thus declared him blessed. However, his feast is not observed in any way in any of the Franciscan calendars. On zeal for the souls in purgatory. Consider the pious zeal displayed by Blessed Charles for the souls of his fallen soldiers. His kind heart saw them suffering the pain of which the Apostle speaks when he says of the departed Christian, whose works are found wanting, "But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire." 1 Corinthians 3:15. Our good works, and principally the holy sacrifice of the Mass, can release the holy souls from this cleansing fire. Would it not indicate shocking heartlessness not to concern oneself in the least about them? Like Blessed Charles, who had religious houses built, you can practice corporal and spiritual works of mercy at one and the same time if you give alms to worthy causes with the intention that they may benefit the holy souls. It purges away sins and helps us to find mercy and life everlasting. Tobias 12:9. How much zeal for the holy souls have you shown in the past? Consider how this zeal for the holy souls must please Almighty God. These souls are the beloved children of God. As they long for God, so God longs for them. But his sanctity and justice have tied his hands, so that he cannot release them until they have paid the last farthing. How much it must please him, then, if we pay off this debt. Our Lord said to St. Gertrude, God accepts every soul you release as if you had released him personally from captivity, and in his own good time he will repay you for the benefits you have rendered him. Should that not arouse and increase our zeal for the holy souls? Consider what benefit this zeal affords us personally. We cause God himself to look with favor on us. The souls that have been released through us will, in their gratitude, not cease to pray for us at the throne of God until they see us in heaven. And we ourselves will walk more securely if we often remember the sufferings of the holy souls. We will endeavor to remain faithful to God, not only in things that are important, but we will avoid infidelity even in the lesser things, since it must be expiated in so painful a manner. So let us often offer up the holy sacrifice of Mass and pray that God may grant mercy to the holy souls. Let us also induce others to observe this practice. Then we shall also obtain mercy for ourselves. Prayer of the Church. We beseech thee, O Lord, to grant everlasting mercy to the souls of thy servants and handmaids, that the faith and hope which they put in thee may avail them forevermore. Through Christ our Lord. Blessed Charles of Blois, pray for us. Thank you.